Now on Money News, Talking Trade with Roger Montgomery. Thanks to H&H Financial Services. Better home loan, better rate. 02 8019 9999.
I'll tell you what, we have got so much time tonight with Roger Montgomery. It almost beggars belief, Roger, because normally we have such a shorter period of time and people complain like billy-o, but tonight,
people,
no ads.
People stop me in the street and they say, why doesn't they Ross give you more time?
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, we're a fast show.
We're very fast.
We've got places to be. Now, listen, I've said this a couple of times, and people might be sick of this by now, but just because it actually was a really terrific thing for them to do, that Quality Hotel Sands Narrabeen, just go on our Twitter page, and you'll see it there, the photograph of that apartment where the landslide occurred. And you can see the place looks like a bomb's going off there. It really does. That Quality Hotel Sands Narrabeen, and we gave them a call. They didn't have any pre-knowledge or anything like that. We didn't set it up. Just on the spot, Darren there, the general manager, just we explained the predicament that these people were in, basically in the street, wondering what the hell they were going to do and where they were going to sleep for the night. And they were all tenants because the people who owned the properties were looked after by the Body Corporate's insurance company. They were just standing there looking at their property going, what do we do? And the emergency service people were going, well, we don't know. Work it out for yourselves. The hotel put on three rooms for those people, Roger.
That's
fantastic, isn't it? So, you know, they'll have to sort themselves out tomorrow, but at least they've got at least the night to think about it, get a decent night's sleep and a shower.
Demonstrates the goodness of some people.
Oh, terrific. And I think that's to be applauded in our community. Roger.
Yes.
Can I play you something?
Please.
I'd like to play you
a song?
It's a song.
It's a song.
It's a little song.
Not one of your rap songs, is it?
No.
Because some of those are pretty funny. Has everyone been online to see you rapping?
Well, I hope they have, because it's very good, as you know. And on that, I did actually make mention of B.I.G. Notorious today on the Today Show.
What a lot of people don't know is that when you and I get in the car after the show,
we like to talk hip-hop, some
P. Diddy.
We do. And the reason for that is because I made the reference to his famous song, of course, Mo Money, Mo Problems.
Mo Money.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Anyway, so I just want to play you a little something. This is something that our producer, Jason Ford, put together. And
I said
I would play it a little bit earlier. This is in regards to Clive Palmer. Now, you've heard Clive's rant last night, which was
on Q&A.
On Q&A.
So it's been widely criticised.
Why did Penny Wong, who I know Penny pretty well.
She didn't pipe up and say anything.
I mean, yes.
Right. And she was sitting right next to him.
I would have stormed off. I would have just said, Clive, that's just unacceptable. Please.
Yeah.
Off.
But you know what? The great thing about this country is everyone.
Sometimes you can be so surprised and so gobsmacked by what's happening and you're trying to be polite that you sit there and don't realise until afterwards that you should have got up and walked out.
But isn't part of being a democracy and the freedoms that we enjoy, part of that is allowing people to express themselves, whether you agree with it or not?
Oh, please.
No, you don't have to agree with everything everyone says, and you don't, Ross.
Doesn't it also
mean? You and I don't agree with each other all the time.
But those senators have actually been voted into our Senate for 6 years. We can't get rid of them for 6 years.
Yeah, no, I accept
that. He's in there for 3 years, another 2 years before we can get rid of him if you don't like him, right?
Yes.
And yet he's now holding the balance of power in this country. And given the fact that that has some form of responsibility attached to it, do you think really the whole notion of offending the nation that is our biggest customer
is actually appropriate? But hang on a sec. This is an interesting. I don't agree with what he said, but I bet you there's a big bunch of people who do. So he's representing somebody.
Have a listen to this.
I like Chinese
mongrels.
I like Chinese.
The Chinese government wants to bring workers here, destroy our wage system.
Yet they're always friendly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese.
I don't mind standing up against the Chinese bastards and stopping from doing it.
There's 900 million of them.
They want to take over our ports and get our resources for free.
Better learn to like them, that's what I say.
They're communists, they shoot their own people, they haven't got a justice system, and they want to take over this country.
I like Chinese.
Rupert Murdoch's wife, Wendy Dung, is a Chinese spy.
But they're cute and they're cuddly and they're ready to please.
We're owed about $500 million by the communist Chinese government that doesn't want to pay it.
Never a rule. I like Chinese.
Chinese mongrels.
I like Chinese.
Chinese bastards.
So let me say this. Australia faces a current account deficit crisis. We can't afford our imports because we don't earn enough from our exports. So as a result, we have a capital account surplus. Now, in order to attract a surplus into our capital account, we have to either have higher interest rates, which costs everyone money, or we have to sell our assets. And so a lot of the farms in Victoria that are being sold and a lot of the businesses that are being sold because we have this problem where we can't afford to pay for our profligate ways. Now, there's a solution to it, but the reality is that I always thought that if we stay on that recipe, if we keep doing that, we end up on the path to serfdom. So we end up as tenants on our own land, working for foreign investors.
Is there not another solution?
There is a solution. But before I get to that, Ross, the problem that we've got was actually laid bare when Tony Abbott went to China to negotiate the next stage of the free trade agreement. And through that FTA negotiation, what was discovered was that the Chinese want to bring their own labour into the businesses and farms that they own in Australia. That was absolutely opposed, and rightly so. But what it does, and they've done it in Myanmar, the Chinese have done it in Myanmar, and the problem is that we would no longer own the land, we would no longer gain any revenue from the sale of the products because the product would be farmed by a particular nation and sold back to that particular nation, and their own labour would be employed to actually produce that particular product. So that's a huge problem for Australia, and we need to fix it so that we actually become the investors overseas rather than overseas investors investing in us.
Though we are investors overseas already, and we are very significant investors overseas. Our banks have gone to China and have done joint ventures in China. A range of other companies have done it.
But on a net basis, we're net importers of investment capital.
Okay, so it got me thinking the other day when I bought American cherries.
Yes.
And I spoke about this last week on the program. And it made me think, well, should I be doing that? They're out of season. But they were cheap. Cheap. Oh, $12, $16 a kilo, something like that at this time of the year. And they were spectacular. But guess what?
What?
The United States, the West Coast, is producing enough cherries for 300 million people. Mm. So to come to Australia and service a market of 3 or 4 million people is not such a big stretch for them to be able to do it. So they can simply stick them on a plane. There are planes coming here the whole time. Mm. They can get them over here at a timely fashion. Now, guess what? When we get to our cherry producing season, and I'm not just talking about cherries, but this is my example, why wouldn't it be that an Australian farmer would think, well, hang on, I can do exactly the same thing in reverse. All those DHL flights that come out here with all of the goods from America generally go back empty. Why wouldn't I stick all of these boxes of cherries that I've got on there, and I will expand my orchards by double, knowing that there will be out of season a market in the United States for my cherries if I can land them there in a timely fashion, and also I'll get a premium for them.
Well, let's talk to a cherry farmer about that. But setting yourself up for export is expensive. Our labour costs are really, really high. What you're saying is generally right, though. What we need is the market to identify what we're good at, not the government, because the government is notoriously bad at picking winners, and they're no good at it. So let's not let them do it. So my suggestion, and what I suggested to Paul Fletcher last night when I bumped into him at the ABC studios, and what we've chatted about before, my suggestion to him is let's get a tax environment where startups pay no tax. They have a tax holiday for the first $200,000 profit for the first couple of years.
Couldn't agree more.
And then what you get is you get an environment where people start hiring people because they can afford to. You get venture capitalists investing because they're making more money. And guess what? The economy starts identifying what we're good at. It grows, and then the government can come in over the top and support it and subsidise it.
People will fail and people will succeed. But what you want is young people coming out of university going, you know something, the incentive is there for me to go and have a crack at my dreams and set up a business. That's what you want.
But we need to do more than dig it out of the ground and sell it. We need to add value to it.
And if they make money, we basically say to them, good on you, you've done a good job. Not, hey, you've done well, you should be paying a truckload more tax, which is what I keep on hearing from people to solve the problems.
Okay. Wasn't it Abbott? Was it Tony Abbott who said you can't tax your way to prosperity?
Correct, it was. Final thing.
Yes.
We've only got a minute or so. Mm. The profit reporting season. We're about halfway through it now.
Okay, so I'm seeing two major themes.
Go on.
The things that are doing well are companies that are either buying back shares or paying special dividends. For example, Telstra. We had Telstra there for a minute. And Suncorp paid a special dividend.
Suncorp was good.
Telstra's announced a buyback. CSL announced the possible extension of another $1 billion buyback. So they've been going well. And the other companies that have been going well are companies where there's been a lot of short selling interest. For example, Cochlear, Mineral Resources, Fairfax and Bradken.
So in other words, those who have been short sold, the shorters have had to basically buy back the stock.
Because the results haven't been as bad as what they expected.
And that's an interesting thing. So that's a theme. That's not a bad one either. Roger Montgomery is here every Tuesday. Sometimes we talk the stock market and sometimes we talk the big picture as we did today. I noticed Berkshire Hathaway A shares were above $200,000 for the first time. Roger as well.
Correct.
I've got to tell you, Steve Price and Andrew Bolt are up next here on 2GB.